That was Beautiful People, the theme for Beautiful People, not by The Feeling, but it was that is The Feeling. This is The Feeling. It's Dan Gillespie's house and Ian Masterson. That introduces one of the stars of Beautiful People, Olivia Colman.
Hello.
I'm surprised you got time to be here. I was reading your biog. You just work all the time.
Sorry.
No, it's great because we love you and things.
People are going to get really bored soon.
Do you know, oddly,
please don't get bored.
No, why? It is an odd thing that we haven't got bored of you. No, because you aren't so many things. But you're I guess because you're so different in everything and you choose very different projects.
Well, hopefully that's, yeah, I try to. Yeah. That's the plan.
Because the new thing, Broadchurch,
yes,
couldn't be, you know, because I think particularly TV viewers, more than film viewers, yeah, are used to seeing you in comedies.
Yes.
This no funny.
It's really, really not funny.
No, it's really not funny.
We spent months being really not very...
Not a laugh in it. It's really good, though. It's excellent.
Yes, great. There are some laughs coming later on, which I know sounds bizarre, but...
Having seen episode one, I can't imagine where those laughs... I can't imagine where the comic relief comes from. But it's... basically, it's... I mean, what's clever about it is that you take a horrible crime, a horrific crime, yeah, and you put it in a small place. It's like what would really happen in Midsommar if there was a murder.
Yes, absolutely. And because we had a Q&A the other day, and Chris Chibnall, the writer, was saying every year there's something that sort of really breaks the nation's heart, and it is very often in a place which you just don't imagine it happening. This awful, awful crime of a child, the death of a child, is the worst possible thing.
Yeah. And it does, and you know, it does really go through a whole community. It touches, yeah, everybody in a small town like that.
Yeah, because you all know each other. You all know each other's kids, and you're looking. Everyone starts to be suspicious of everybody else. Some people are under the spotlight and really shouldn't be, and it's just that horrible. Everything turning in on itself.
And of course, your character's in a very difficult position because you're a policewoman, but also everyone.
Yeah. So the character I play, you know, she's. Brought up there, always lived there, has married her husband there, had her children there, and the little boy that is killed is someone she knows very well. Her boy and he are friends, and yes, you never imagine she wanted to be in the police force to serve her community, and then this awful thing happens, and you suddenly wish you didn't have this job. It's not what you planned for.
And as I say, I've only seen episode one. Episode one, it's heartbreaking.
Oh,
it really is heartbreaking to see a family get that news, and for you to stand by. I mean, there's a lot of crying.
Yeah, well, I wasn't meant to cry nearly as much in the script, but I couldn't look at Jodie Whittaker or Andy Buchan without going, and so they just had to let it go. They knew I couldn't cope.
And do you wear it lightly, or do you sit in the back of the car going home at the end of the day going, this is so depressing?
No, weirdly, on a very upsetting drama, you have a lot of fun. So we spend a lot of time giggling, and Jodie became my flatmate while we were away in Bristol for 4 months, and it was very cathartic. You cry on set, you don't need to cry anymore, you really don't want to.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end you go home and have a giggle and a pint.
And when we see Broadchurch, where is that? Is it one place?
It's a mixture of things. So Chris, the writer, lives in Bridport in Dorset, and he was wandering around and he'd spent a lot of time filming a long way from home, and he thought, do you know, if I could write something and I could just pop down the road, that'd be great. So it's set, we filmed in Clevedon and Portishead a bit, and Bridport, and sort of had studios in Bristol.
Okay.
It's a mixture.
So we've explained who you are, we've explained kind of the thrust of the story, but we should mention what a starry cast it is.
I know, it's a bit much, isn't it?
Well, no, because that opening sequence where he's walking through, when he's walking through Broadchurch, it's just like a who's who.
So you should do a drinking game to it. Have a drink every time you see a famous face. Yeah, it is hilarious. Pauline Quirk, Will Meller, everybody turns up. Arthur Darvill.
David Tennant,
nicest man in the world.
And I think it's a really good role for him. Because sort of, he's not playing likable, particularly.
No. But weirdly, there's something about him, even if he played an absolute pig, you kind of love him. He is playing a sort of recalcitrant, slightly socially awkward guy, but you sort of love him. There's a fragility
to him.
With a past. Ooh. Maybe it was him who done it.
No, you know, you've spoiled it, Olivia.
No, I'm terrified of doing that. Because I'll be in so much trouble.
Can you imagine if you just blurt it out? Oh, and it's such a surprise when you discover that, oh.
I don't know why they let me do interviews, because every chance I could.
Yeah, that was a good interview, Olivia. We feel that maybe next time you should say you did it. And are you one of those people, so when you finish a series like this, do you kind of think, oh, let's get back to comedy now?
A bit. Yes, it would be nice. While we were filming, and Jodie and I and Andy and David were all crying, going, I want to do a musical. You do. Well, it would just be lovely, you know, to always try and do something different. That's the ideal.
And because you are in so many things, do you have to do things at the same time? Do you go away and do a day of Peep Show in the middle of this and stuff like that?
Well, Peep Show I couldn't do this year because I was in Bristol for 4 months. So it's probably more interesting for people, you know. Sophie, I think, has, it's more interesting to see David sort of screw it up with somebody else, or Mark. So I thought that was, you know, quite good that you didn't see Sophie for a bit.
I know, but still, we like you in this. And that series has just been going on for so long.
It's great. But it can't, they've sort of, it's like a, you can't really go wrong with it. Those characters are always going to do the wrong thing in any situation, no matter how old they get. It's great.
And then suddenly, movies took off for you.
I wouldn't say they took off.
Last year, you were in so many movies. It seemed like every BAFTA screener I put on.
Oh, really?
It was like, Olivia Colman. Really? Is it one of those things where you'd made them over kind of a couple of years and then suddenly they all come home to roost?
Yeah, for Hyde Park, that's out this year, I think we filmed about 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
That's the one about Prince King Edward.
Yeah, Roosevelt and that lot.
Yeah.
Mine's a really good history.
You played the Queen Mother, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Thanks. It's a good job you're here. And Tyrannosaur, we filmed, that was last year.
Can I confess something?
Yes.
I've never been able to watch that. It just sounds too upsetting.
Oh my God, I can't believe. Oh. Right.
No, everyone says you're amazing in it. Everyone just says you are so good in it. But it just sounds so dark.
You have to watch it.
But it'll...
Now, my mum would be on the phone to you. She watched it twice.
And she survived.
She said she got... Should I getting a bit of a cob on about people saying it's depressing. It's not. It's uplifting and it's...
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful film.
Okay, I will take your mother's advice. And if Please it's upsetting, do. I'll be on the phone to her. Because
well,
sometimes I watch
worth
a film.
It.
Did you ever see a thing, The Wind in the Barley or something? It was I think it was a Ken Loach thing about Ireland.
I didn't.
And I started watching that, and there was a kind of a torture scene about 20 minutes in. And I was sitting there watching, and I think, will my life be worse or better if I don't see this? And I just thought my life would be better if I didn't see it. So I was worried that Tyrannosaur would be...
Honestly, I think it's a sort of seminal film. And all of my favourite films, I'm not sure that they've been necessarily easy to watch, but they're the ones I never get out of my head, and they're ones I'm grateful I did sit through.
Okay.
So do it.
Right, I will. Actually, I'm going down to the coast this weekend. I'll bring it with me.
Okay.
I'll bring it with me. And I'll have a glass of wine to steady my nerves.
Yeah, you need a big gin afterwards.
Is it long? Do you have...
No, 90 minutes.
90 minutes, that's good. I can survive that. Okay. Yeah. I feel like I'm prepping for an emotional marathon. We asked you to choose some music. What have you chosen?
Well, this is to do with Tyrannosaur. This is the last track on the film by the Leisure Society called We Were Wasted, and it's beautiful.
Okay, go.